Corbyn must take the Liverpool Road. In the 1980s, a major battle took place against the Thatcher government's attack on local council spending. While a united campaign of over 20 Labour councils mobilised to oppose cuts, it was the militant-led Liverpool Labour Council, militant was the forerunner of the Socialist Party, that showed the road needed for victory. With the backing of a mighty mass movement of council workers, including strike action, their trade unions and working class communities, mobilized through the then democratic structures of the Labour Party, it refused to carry out Thatcher's cuts. This meant the council won an extra £60 million from the government to carry out its program, building over 5,000 new council homes, leisure centres, nurseries, a city park, and creating thousands of jobs and apprenticeships. This fighting strategy remains the only way to end the decade of austerity. Labour currently controls over 120 councils with a combined spending greater than 16 EU countries' government budgets. As TUSC outlined in October 2018, the Labour-led councils control combined budgets of £78.83 billion and hold around £9.33 billion in general fund reserves, £1.91 billion in housing reserves, and £2.97 billion usable capital receipts reserves. If Corbyn was to mobilize this force under the banner, "Stop council cuts now," it would demonstrate to millions of workers, in deeds not just words, that he is determined to end austerity.